the same lack of response at the antenna installation, the Salami, and 20 other major buildings, as well as the 44 perimeter huts, still intact. So we had captured dozens of buildings, mostly of incomprehensible purpose, but failed in our main mission, capturing a Tauran for the xenologists to experiment with. Oh well, they could have all the bits and pieces they'd ever want. That was something. After we'd combed every last square centimeter of the base, a scout ship came in with the real exploration crew, the scientists. Cortez said, "All right, snap out of it." And the hypnotic compulsion fell away. At first, it was pretty grim. A lot of the people, like Lucky and Mary Gay, almost went crazy with the memories of bloody murder multiplied 100 times. Cortez ordered everybody to take a sed tab, 2 for the ones most upset. I took 2 without being specifically ordered to do so. Because it was murder. Unadorned butchery. Once we had the anti-spacecraft weapon doped out, we hadn't been in any danger. The Taurans hadn't seemed to have any conception of person-to-person fighting. We had just herded them up and slaughtered them. The first encounter between mankind and another intelligent species. Maybe it was the second encounter, counting the teddy bears. What might have happened if we had sat down and tried to communicate? But they got the same treatment. I spent a long time after that telling myself over and over that it hadn't been me who so gleefully carved up those frightened, stampeding creatures. Back in the 20th century, they had established, to everybody's satisfaction, that I was just following orders was an inadequate excuse for inhuman conduct. But what can you do when the orders come from deep down in that puppet master of the unconscious? Worst of all was the feeling that perhaps my actions weren't all that inhuman. Ancestors only a few generations back would have done the same thing, even to their fellow men, without any hypnotic conditioning. I was disgusted with the human race, disgusted with the army, and horrified at the prospect of living with myself for another century or so. Well, there was always brain wipe. A ship with a lone Tauran survivor had escaped and had gotten away clean, the bulk of the planet shielding it from Earth's hope while it dropped into Aleph's collapsar field. Escaped home, I guessed, wherever that was, to report what 20 men with hand weapons could do to 100 fleeing on foot, unarmed. I suspected that the next time humans met Taurans in ground combat, we would be more evenly matched. And I was right.